So now we go to Rogers Arena, where Canucks GM Jim Benning is at the podium.
Jim, first of all, can you give us an update on Markey?
So Markey got hurt the other night in the Boston game. It's a lower body injury. He woke up the next day, felt okay. He flew to Montreal. We went and he did an MRI this morning. He's flying back tomorrow. Going to meet with our doctors Wednesday morning, and we'll have a better timeline after that.
The report that it could be 3 to 4 weeks, can you see that at all?
It could be. Like, I don't know. We don't know for sure yet how long it's going to be, but like I said, he's flying back tomorrow. Going to meet with our doctors Wednesday morning, and we should have a better timeline like Wednesday afternoon, late Wednesday.
What's your level of concern at, Jim, with the season and the schedule that you have ahead of you in March?
Well, we've been working with Thatcher Demko now for a year and a half, and this is, he's played good goal for us. Our team has confidence in him. This is an opportunity for him to, step in and play like he's played for us all year. So, it's not a perfect situation, but it is what it is, and it's going to be a great opportunity for Thatcher.
You go for Loie Domingue, but Robin Lehner also moved roughly at the same time. Was there any interest there?
We were talking on the Domingue thing all morning. It made sense for us to, do that. We gave up Zane McIntyre for Louis. Louis has experience. He's, in the league, and he's played well. We really weren't in on the Lehner thing, though.
Back up while Markstrom is out?
Yes, he's flying into Montreal. We're still in the queue on the trade call, but we got the trade call done here, and then he'll fly in to back up Thatcher tomorrow.
Jim, did your thought process change at all after your team's performance on Saturday against the Bruins, a 9-3 victory, as well as the way that they've played all season long? But did that change your way about maybe doing business today? Because there was a lot of business that was being done in terms of keeping your group together.
Well, like I've said all along, I really like our group. I like the team. I like the players. I like the chemistry of the group. We tried to address, like, losing Brock there. We tried to address going out and getting Tyler Toffoli to make up for some of that scoring, and he's showing to be a good fit so far. I guess the other thing I would say is, we gave up a first-round pick last summer to acquire – JT Miller, and so we had him over the course of this whole year. So I think last July 1st, we were aggressive and, signing some extra players, and through injuries and stuff, we've needed the extra players around. And so I'm happy, that we're able to get Tyler Toffoli, and he's part of our group going forward. I like our defense. I like the depth of our team, so hopefully we can keep playing hard and winning our share of games.
What do you make with what went on around you? Oilers got busy today. Vegas did as well. What do you see with everything that went on today?
Well, I think each team tries to address whatever needs they think makes their team better. Like with us, when we lost Brock, we tried to figure something out to add more scoring, so we went and got Toffoli. So, I'm not, what other teams did doesn't concern us. We need to take care of our own business. We need to keep playing well as a team and, win our share of games. And, we've played together all year as a group, so I think there's something to be said for that, too.
Jim, just a suggestion. Pretty well all season, I think adjectives like resiliency have been tossed around with your team. Is this going to be a real test of that?
Yeah, but like every team goes through injuries. We've tried to have the depth, to overcome injuries. And, this is going to be a good chance for Thatcher to, get in games and show us what he can do. And he's played well for us all year, so I expect him to now.
There had been a suggestion that you were going to look to improve your back end. Were you close in that regard?
No, I'm happy with our defense. We talked in different situations to different teams, but nothing, really made sense. I didn't think for us it was going to improve us drastically, and so I'm happy with our group.
Was there any serious discussions on Troy Stetch? You're not saying you were looking to move him, but even teams looking to acquire him?
Yeah, so there was teams that called me on Troy Stetcher. Like, I never brought up his name like we were trying to move him. I like Troy Stetcher. He's a competitive kid. He's a Vancouver kid. He, you know, he shows up and he competes hard every night. You know, it got out there that teams are calling us on him. But, like, he's part of our group of six guys, and, you know, I was never really looking to shop him or move him. It's just it came out there that teams were calling us on him.
What about the toughness piece? I know that Wayne Simmons' name was out there at one point. Was mm-hmm. that an area you wanted to address?
Well, we talked about that. We have Zach McEwen that, you know, is a player that, you know, can we think can play minutes for us, and he supplies us with some of that. You know, he'll stick up for his teammates, but we talked about it. We talked to other teams, but nothing made sense for us to go out and try to give up the assets that we're at. That other teams were asking for to bring that piece into our group.
Jim, whether it was maybe Berchi or another player, were there any moves considered to help yourself out cap-wise now or in the future?
Mm-hmm. We, you know, we talked to some teams about Sven. Some teams showed interest. They, you know, were going to try to see if they could figure it out, like, you know, with another player from another team. I circle back with the teams, you know, before the end of the trade deadline, and they found other options. So it didn't end up working out where, you know, we could do anything with them now. But I think maybe at the draft there might be a chance.
Jim, were you close at the end of the day, do you think, on a deal for Sven?
Well, like I just said, you know, there was teams that showed interest in him. They were going to get back to us, and, you know, they ended up finding other options, other players. So at the end of the day, we couldn't get a deal done for them.
Jim, how different is the landscape these days with the salary cap the way that it is, teams up against it? How difficult is it to make a hockey trade? We've talked about it in the last year or change, but how difficult is it from your perspective to make a trade that is beneficial?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, but like the other part to all this too is I think, you know, and I feel good about what we've done in Utica this year, where we have players like, you know, we talked about maybe, you know, adding depth on our blue line and stuff, but I like, you know, some of our young kids that have played in Utica and given them a chance to play games. So, you know, I think we're, you know, with same with forwards, like we have, you know, Zach McEwen that, you know, we have up right now, but, you know, Justin Bailey's played well for us. Like we have, you know, this year some depth in our farm system. And, you know, I'd like to see, you know, before the end of the year, like if we do have more injuries, I want to see what these kids can do. Like we've been talking, we've spent a lot of money on development. And, you know, I think the next step is actually giving these kids a chance when they're ready to play to step in and see how they can play. So, you know, we feel comfortable with what we've done. Development-wise with the players we have in Utica. We got some defensemen that we think are ready to play games, and we'll have to give those guys a chance.
Jim, the last 4 years, you've pretty well been sellers at this point. This year with the Toffoli trade, you turned into Bryant. Can you just comment on, you know, what that says about the evolution of the team, about the change that's happened over the
season? Well, when you build a team, you know, you try to add pieces that, you know, you think that are going to be with you for, you know, when your team gets really good, right? So, you know, whether it's been through drafting players and getting them up and going and then trying to surround those players with players that can help them develop and, you know, players that we think we can win with, that's what we've tried to do. So, you know, we've given up our first-round pick, like, you know, to get JT Miller, but I think, you know, he has 3 more years on a deal, and I think it was a good move. He's helped our young players develop, get to the next step. He's, you know, with Toffoli, you know, we brought him in. We'll see, you know, how that works out till the end of the year, and, you know, there's a chance we can re-sign him, and, you know, we might move another piece out. So I think it gives us going in. You know, I think what we've done now is we've given ourselves every chance that we can to try to be competitive down the stretch here and fight for a playoff spot. And then at the end of the year, you know, going into the draft, we'll have to make some decisions. And, you know, when we trade some guys, maybe we can recover some draft picks.
As you've just outlined, you've been aggressive both this summer and in recent weeks to improve the club, but sort of looking back at the last 7 days, the Toffoli injury the Besser injury and the Ferland injury, and then the Toffoli deal and this Markstrom injury, and then the Domingue deal. Philosophically, would you have been as aggressive as you were over the past 7 days if not for some of the injuries your club has sustained?
Yeah, I think this is the time of year where every team, you know, you're going to lose good players to injury. And what we've tried to do is have enough depth in our organization that we can overcome the injuries till the players come back. I don't think, you know, we would have done anything differently.
With so many first and second round picks being traded around the league, were you at all surprised at where the market was? And were you at all surprised around the league how many trades actually were made today?
Yeah, I was. I guess given the prices at the end, I was happy that we did the Toffoli deal earlier rather than later. So, as it comes down to the end, teams are looking to add that one more piece that they think can make a difference in their team. And as we've seen today, the prices went up. There were some high prices paid, I thought, today.
I want to ask you about Brock. And I know a week ago you thought he might be out till the end of the season. There's been reports that he might be back before the end of the season. Yeah. Do you know any more in that regard? And also, did that LTIR, as it relates to Brock, affect your ability to make moves today?
Well, yeah, because if we would have known for sure that he was out for the year, we would have put him into LTI and had, you know, his money to use to add more players. Now, we think that there's a chance he's going to be back, before the end of the year, so we had to save that space to make sure that we had room when he's healthy to bring him back.
Was there interest in Tyson Barrie? And if so, does that continue to the opportunity that Hayes available in the summer?
Yeah, I'm not going to comment. It's not fair for me to comment on other teams' players and the conversations that, you know, we've had with other general managers. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Jack McEwen, I think, is the only guy that's eligible to be papered to mm-hmm. be with Utica if you don't make
it. Yeah, we papered him down today, and then we'll recall him.
Does Markstrom's injury affect your thinking at all in terms of his contract situation?
No. We've said all along, like, he's been a guy that, you know, we traded for, we've developed. He's a part of the culture of our group. He's been excellent for us this year. So I don't see, you know, the injury affecting that.
Jim, for the most part, your star players have been healthy for you all season.
Yeah.
This is a big one for you, though.
Yeah, but our other teams have top guys that are out too. That's just part of the game. It's part of playing this time of year. So, you know, we're confident in the depth that we have in different positions to replace players. And like I said, this will be a great opportunity for Thatcher.
Because of the draft picks that have been offered up today and the draft picks that you've given up, has draft picks become the ultimate currency as opposed to cap space now in the NHL world?
Well, you know, it seems like at this time of year, you know, with teams think if they add that one more piece, like, you know, draft picks are, they fly out the door easier this time of year than they do, like, trying to get a pick before the draft. But, you know, I think, you know, teams now, you know, they look at it like if they can add that, you know, one more player, that one more piece, and they can make a run, that, you know, it's worth giving up the pick, I guess.
Jim, how selective did you have to be in identifying Domingue, especially with him being, you know, in the minor league, so presumably he'll be up on an emergency recall and on, just for a variety of those sort of roster mechanical reasons?
Yeah, so what we do is, like, you know, we've talked to Ian Clark the last few days, and we get a list from him of, you know, potential goalies that, you know, he thinks can come in here and, you know, fit and do, you know, what we want to do. And then I make the calls and I find out the prices and stuff. And this was just something that, you know, he was one of the guys that was, you know, kind of at the top of our list, and that we were able to acquire. So, you know, that's kind of, I guess, how it works.
Are you going to speak more of Clarkie's scouting report vis-a-vis?
No, I'm not. Like, you know, we talked to him about, he gives us a list of players. We talked to our scouts, our pro scouts were all here that seen the players play. They give us, like, an update, you know, as to where they think they are. And we just felt like he is a player with experience that, you know, can come in and help support Thatcher, and you know, and he can play games for us and be competitive if we need him.
Any sense of why he's bounced around so much over the past couple of years?
I have no idea on that. No, I guess teams want him. Like that's one thing. Like he gets, you know, teams want him, and you know, so he gets an opportunity to go to a bunch of different places.
In terms of goaltending depth, last season you did have multiple injuries just all crash down on your goaltending at once. You have Richard Bachman loaned to the SHL. Just in case, is there an option to bring
him
back?
Yeah, we can recall Richard at any time. And, you know, part of Mike DiPietro's had an excellent year for us down there, but he's a first-year goalie. Like, we could have recalled him now, but we just felt like we wanted to continue to let him play and develop, and that's why we decided to just to try to get a more experienced third goalie.
Jim, you have some expiring contracts coming up at the end of the season. Did you have any calls for any players that will be UFA or RFA, and were you prepared to listen at all?
Well, I want to give our group the best chance we have to be competitive from now to the end of the year. On some of our UF guys, I haven't ruled out trying to, you know, and I've talked to their agents about re-signing them like we did with Alex Edler at the end of the year. But, you know, let's see how the year plays out, and we can talk after the year and, you know, decide, you know, in the direction we want to go. And if, you know, we can get deals done with these guys, that's not off the table for us.
Were you surprised to see Edmonton, Calgary, and Vegas all so active today?
No. I think, like every manager, you know, like they learn about the marketplace and what, you know, what it takes to, you know, get certain players, and you know, different managers thought that this was going to, you know, if they made deals, it was going to make their teams, you know, better, and as they go down the stretch and give their teams more depth. But like I said, like we were aggressive last July 1st. We signed extra players. We've carried them all year, and you know, I'm happy with the group. Like I like the way, you know, our guys have played all year, how they've, you know, overcome some adversity through the year, how they play hard for one another. I didn't want to change the chemistry of our group that much. And that's, you know, going into it, we were selective. Like there was deals we could have made that, you know, we talked about with our group, and we like, you know, the players that are already playing here or the players that we could call up instead of, you know, reaching from the outside. So I think it goes to show more the, you know, the depth that we've been able to build up as an organization that maybe we didn't do more today.
Jim, hopefully the conversation will get even louder about Quinn Hughes for Rookie of the Year. Has he exceeded your expectations? I mean, we all expected big things out of him, but game in and game out, we're seeing it from him.
Yeah, well, he's, like I knew he was going to be good. As you guys know, when we drafted him, how excited I was. But he's changed the dynamic of our team. Like to have, you know, a defenseman that can go back and, you know, either skate the puck out or you know, make a good pass to get out of your own end. How he does the high cycle on the blue line, and you know, his ability to you know, see or know where everybody is on the ice to make plays to set him up in great scoring chances. Like so, but I will say that you know, I think he's getting better and better. Like from the All-Star game, it seemed like he went to the All-Star game, and I know when I first called him to let him know that he was going to the game, he was, at first, he was a little bit like nervous about having to go, but I think he went there and he handled himself well there, and he's come back, and he's just, every game, he seems to be getting a little bit better. So, you know, surprised how well he is, I guess a little bit, but, you know, we knew he had it in him, we just didn't know when we were going to see it.
Chris Tanev has never played a full season of hockey for you or in his professional career. Mm-hmm. Knock on wood, it continues the way that it has for him. He's also one of those guys you're going to have to think long and hard about in the summertime. What has he done this season to maybe change your mind or maybe strengthen your decision-making on Chris?
Well, he's been a warrior for us through the years. Like, you know, he blocks shots. He plays hard. He's, you know, the new style of NHL defenseman where he gets back and can get the puck and, you know, transition it up ice. He's been an excellent fit for Quinn. They've been real good together. And, you know, most nights are playing against the other team's top line. So, you know, I think part of our goal last summer, July 1st, was to add some depth to our blue line to take some pressure off Chris and off Alex, you know, and playing the heavy minutes against the other team's top lines all the time. And adding Tyler Myers, I think he's been excellent for us. Like he's, you know, he's come as advertised. He, you know, he can play minutes. He's a big body. He's a good skater. Plays our system, like fits right into the system that Travis wants to play. Fattenberg, when he's played, he's been steady and he's been a, you know, a good player. And so I think we've surrounded, you know, Tanev and Edler with some other guys that can, you know, do some of the heavy lifting and take, you know, the heavy minutes from them. And I, you know, and Chris too, like he's, you know, knock on wood, like, you know, he's been lucky. He still blocks shots and plays hard, but, you know, we need him down the stretch here. So, you know, hopefully he doesn't get injured.
Ian Markstrom has arguably been your team's MVP this season. The team has given up a lot of scoring chances where he's kind of bailed them out. How important is it for them to shore up their defensive efforts with him out of the lineup?
Well, I think it's important. I think, you know, we've shown stretches this year that we play with real good structure and you know, we limit the grade A scoring chances. I think, you know, and that's, you know, probably what Travis is going to, you know, talk about the team about is we got to make sure that, you know, we continue to play with structure and you know, the second chance shots and rebounds and stuff that we clear the front of the net. So, you know, I'm sure that, you know, Travis is going to continue to harp on the players about that. And, you know, I expect us to keep playing with good structure and, you know, that being a part of, you know, how we're going to continue to get better as a team as we go down the stretch.
Jim, you mentioned that it's time. Now you get to see what Demko's capable of. It looks like he's going to have to carry the ball here for at least two or 3 weeks. Does it complicate your thinking, though, in terms of contract-wise for Jacob and how you move forward with the both of them?
No. We've had a plan all along on how we want to try to handle the both of them. And so, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, with Thatcher, it's been about his development. Like, we've been trying, you know, we made sure, like, he played, you know, in AHL there and developed as a goalie and got lots of games. And then the next step was bringing him up here and, you know, practicing and, you know, being a backup. We decided to do that last January. So he had the experience the last half of last year and so far this year. So, you know, at some point he's going to have to take the ball and run with it. And like, he's played good for us all year. So I expect him to be good.
Was there some colorful language when you got it confirmed that Markstrom was going to have to miss some time?
No, like in this business, you wake up every day and, you know, there's something that you're going to have to try to figure out. And, you know, like when it happened the other night, we were hoping, you know, that it wasn't going to be as bad and maybe as it's going to turn out to be. We'll know, you know, get an exact timeline on Wednesday, but we knew it was there and we, you know, we tried to do the best we can to cover ourselves. And, you know, that's just what we did. That's part of, you know, being in this business. You got something every day that you got to try to figure out. Thank you. Thanks, sir.